way up.
Yes, yes, all the way up.
Did it have a porch?
No.
Did it have a porch?
Oh, yes, it had about a 7 by 8 foot porch.
About like this?
Yes, sir.
Did they ever have something over the door in the back here?
No, sir, they did not have that. I never saw it. I've seen them in late years, but I haven't seen a shed over them.
What do they call it? Like, is that a stoop?
That was a shotgun house.
Well, that's a shotgun. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm wrong. That's just two-room house. Cut your shotgun out. A shotgun house was a three-room house.
All right.
Well, I'll show you one.
All right. That was a shotgun. It was a three-room. Okay. What was the big house like? What was your home like?
My home.
Yes, sir. And will you just describe it as best you can?
Where I lived was a three-story wooden house, and it must have been built in the 90s. And it was on riverfront. It had a brick foundation, and all the walls were plastered except the third story, and that was sealed.
I see.
It had no insulation, and it was fairly warm. We didn't have anything to burn in those days except wood.
Mm-hmm. How did you get up from
floor? We had stair steps. They had the front stairs and the back stairs.
I see. Mm-hmm. And did you have a place to keep furniture that you didn't use?
Well, that was generally stored in an outhouse somewhere.
I see. What did they call that?
Storage house.
Storage. Did you ever hear it called plunder?
No.
Did you ever hear it called plunder or junk?
Well, they're just a general storage, and I've heard them called plunder house too.
Plunder house.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And the third floor, was that?
Well, it was just caught odds and ends, and more or less storage and anything else. Old books and old furniture broken down, and things that are more or less discarded.
I see. Was that kind of like an attic or a loft?
Yes. Well, it was a sealed attic.
Oh, I see.
It was sealed right up to the rafters.
I see.
It was a well-built house.
How did you keep the light out? What did you use to keep the
light
out?
Well, we keep the lightning out.
The sunlight. How would
well, they had we had blinds, and they had shades inside, and curtains too.
Mm-hmm. The blinds were wood.
It opened up, yes, sir. It opened up this way.
I see, and then the shades go up and down.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Would you describe what kind of furniture did you have in the different rooms downstairs?
Some of it was most beautiful. I'll show you some.
I'd like to see that.
I'll show you some. I've got some very beautiful old furniture, and some of it I've given to my children, and some of it I lost in a fire. But I have a table. I would like to show it to you. It belonged to Jefferson Davis.
Was that right?
And in the middle of it, it has a silver star. And it says there, presented to Dr. and Ms. J.P. Henry by the Jefferson Davises. And they've been trying to get me to give it to them at Bouvoir. You know what Bouvoir is. Bouvoir is Jefferson Davis' home on the coast. And I don't know whether I'll tell you this or not. And a fella told me, he said, you can get $5,000 for that table.